Governor Rick Scott has pushed for greater price transparency in hospitals, and two Florida lawmakers have filed bills relating to the issue. The state insurance advocate has also proposed ideas for cracking down on unexpected hospital bills. And now the Florida Hospital Association is out with a new site. It lists the prices for common procedures. Kim Streit is the vice president of healthcare research for the FHA.
On the search page, consumers can search by hospital as well as the individual procedure or health condition, such as cesarean section birth, high blood pressure, our knee, our hip, and ancle procedures.
The website, missiontocare.org, gets its numbers from reports hospitals have to file with the State Agency for Healthcare Administration, as well as patient satisfaction data collected by the federal government.
And I believe you can select up to three different hospitals to compare. What you would see is a side-by-side for the hospitals for each of those conditions. This is showing healthcare-associated infections, and so you can see how they how these hospitals compare based on that specific condition or health topic.
Hospitals have been called out during the past year for what their critics, including the governor, say are inflated charges.
Imagine how much more we would all pay for gas if gas stations gave us no information about the price they charge per gallon before we purchased it. Instead, they just sent us a bill after the fact.
Republican Senator Rob Bradley says consumers would not stand for that, and yet healthcare prices are shrouded in a cloud of confusion. He and fellow Republican Representative Chris Sprouls have laid out their plan for promoting cost transparency.
The real priority is to empower the patient to become the consumer. That is what we're going to see drive quality in healthcare.
The duo's proposal requires hospitals to post on their website information for bundled healthcare services and procedures and information about financial assistance if it's available. FHA spokeswoman Monica Corbett says her association's website is different from what Sprouls and Bradley have put forward.
It does not factor in the payment bundles or the database included in both proposals. We stand ready to work with lawmakers in the House and Senate to find the best approach to give patients meaningful information about the cost and quality of their health care. We believe there's room to find common ground on the proposed legislation.
Price continues to drive the conversation around health care in the state. Florida's yearly tab is topping more than $20 billion. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.